Head coach Chip Kelly's offense has been wildly successful this season as it ranks third in the league in yards per game. But Kelly refuses to take all of the credit for the design. In fact, he said that it's a collaborative effort amongst all the coaches.
The offense we run here is not Oregon's offense. It's the Philadelphia Eagles offense that was put together by a group of really smart guys on the offensive side of the ball, and everybody contributed to it. So there's some things we did at Oregon. There's some things that Jeff Stoutland did at Alabama. There's some things that Bobby Bicknell did with the Buffalo Bills. There's some things that Billy Lazor brought when he was in the NFL and when he was at Virginia. There's things Pat brought to Cleveland. So it's, you know, it's all of us putting it together.
Quarterback Nick Foles has thrived in the offense, and more importantly, he has raised the level of play of those around him. Foles is proud to call the guys in the locker room his teammates.
Hey, I love our guys. I'm lucky. I'm the luckiest quarterback in the league with the targets we have. And, you know, we have tremendous athletes, tremendous players, so I never once think about throwing to anyone else but our guys.
Wide receiver Calvin Johnson is the focal point of the Detroit offense, but you can't forget about running back Reggie Bush. The all-around playmaker has added a different dynamic to the Lions' attack.
Look who they got. You know, they got Reggie Bush, and, you know, he's like a receiver playing running back. And, you know, those guys are very versatile. And, they got some weapons on offense.
He's a very quick back. You know, if I was going to get in, he's very quick. And, you know, he can run. He can run, and, you know, a lot of screens. They like to throw a lot of screens to him. And more of a just containing him, you know, make sure you keep him from getting hot.
The Lions are playing the Eagles this Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, but it'll feel like a homecoming for linebackers Connor Barwin and Brandon Graham. The two Detroit natives have a lot of family members who are coming to see them play.
I've got about, I think I had to get almost 20 tickets for the game coming from Detroit, and then, you know, everybody will be watching back home that still lives there.
I'm definitely, you know, excited to be able to play in front of my hometown. I got like 25 people coming, so it's going to be fun, man.
Our coverage on game day begins at 11 a.m. as we air the Eagles Television Network shows leading up to the kickoff show at 12:30 p.m. with live look-ins from Lincoln Financial Field. Thanks for joining us here on the Eagles Update. I'm Chris McPherson. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.